member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Hello, Kinksters. It's Hump Day. Kinky Sex Radio is on the air. I'm Professor Tom, and with me,
Miss Gypsy.
This week on Kinky Sex Radio, we'll get in depth on the subject of figging,
helping your friends get into kink, and maybe introducing your vanilla friends into why you're kinky.
We'll also have a special announcement about a new feature on the show, Professor Tom one-on-one with an interview. All that and more on this week's Kinky Sex Radio.
Hi, this is John from Total Talk Nonsense. When I'm not bitch-slapping Scott, I love listening to Kinky Sex Radio with Professor Tom.
Gypsy, there's a question that comes up again and again and again in emails. Like literally a half a dozen times I've gotten the question, what is, how do you recommend figging?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes. So let's start with, because I'm getting questions from real newbies, for lack of a better term. So let's go from the beginning. What is figging?
Figging is taking ginger root and peeling it and inserting it in, most typically from my experience, into the anus.
The anus.
The anus.
So you take the ginger root, you peel it off, you shape it, though. So you cut a, like a butt plug.
Basically, you want to shape it like a butt plug, and you want to get a, it's called a quote-unquote finger of ginger root, which
that's
is
awesome.
Ironic.
Appropriately
but,
named.
But you get a finger of the ginger root that's about, want to say, 6 inches long, and you make sure you carve a groove at the bottom just so you don't have the chance of it slipping up inside and you're not being able to retrieve it.
That's a terrible, terrible story to tell. The paramedics.
Right.
What a Seinfeld
exactly
episode
happened?
Is what it is. The damnedest thing. I fell right on there. You wouldn't believe. So here's the question. Okay, you peel the ginger root. You stick it up the anus. Why?
Once it's in your anus, it creates a burning sensation. And I found that it's similar, not exactly, to the sensation that you would get for Icy Hot. It's not like a burning on fire sensation, and it is generally uncomfortable, but that's sort of the point. And it doesn't decrease the sensation. It plateaus. It'll generally start to increase the burn, but it doesn't get to a certain point where it's absolutely 100% unbearable, but it plateaus after a certain point.
Now, one question I got in an email from someone who wanted to name and remain anonymous. So just a person sent me an email and wanted to know, how would you know you might be into figging? Now, that's a tough one. I got an answer if you don't want to... Look.
Oh, no, go ahead.
If you like ice on the genitals, if you're into Coldplay, not the band, but playing with cold, because if you're into Coldplay, really, just shoot yourself. I don't like to get political on this show, but I will diss bad music on this show. If you're into Coldplay, the good kind, you're probably going to be into figging. Again, it's sort of... It's a hard thing because they're different enough. But if you like ice on your nipples, ice on your vagina, ice on your penis, ice on your balls, ice on the anus, you're probably going to like Icy Hot or if you've also used Bengay or any of the sports creams. Mm-hmm. There's another one that I've used on my shoulder before and I can't think of the name of it. Icy Hot and then something else. Can't think of it. Any of those, that's real similar to what figging would do. So if you've determined that that's the kind of thing you like. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, ooh, that'd be kind of neat, an icy hot feeling in the old anus there. That'd be kind of nice. You carve it up, you put it up there, and you leave a minute, two, or 2 hours.
Or longer.
Yeah, you can do just like a butt plug.
But you do want to monitor it just to make sure that groove hasn't, you know, let it slip up inside, because that is still possible. It's, you know, it...
We can't be clear enough. You do not want to lose a finger of ginger root up your ass.
And you can actually prepare the ginger root well ahead of the time that you're supposed to be
going to place it in the anus.
Right.
How do you keep it fresh?
You just
Tupperware.
Well, you could put it in a Tupperware container and a bowl full of water and just keep it in the fridge for a couple of hours before you're going to be playing with it.
Yeah, the same preparation you would use, I guess, for keeping lettuce fresh will work. It is still just a fig.
Right.
And you can use it more than once because you can peel down the next layer. Like,
right.
You take off a fraction of an inch and you have fresh ginger. So in theory, 4 fingers of ginger could last a really long time and give you a lot of fun play.
Hey, where's my helmet?
If it's not a midget joke or a unicorn joke, it's a retard joke. So, Gypsy, we get a lot of emails, and we do appreciate all of your emails. We really enjoy them. You can send any questions, comments. I've gotten questions from other podcasters about what technology we're using for the show. I've gotten questions from people just wanting basic info. I didn't even talk about it on the show. I just responded with, oh, here's some websites I like about that. And sometimes we get difficult questions. Any question you want, put it in an email. Try and keep it kinky sex related. Don't send me questions about the average rainfall of Malta. But anything like that, you do kinky at kinkysexradio.com. Some questions are tougher than others. You ready for this one?
This is a difficult one. We've been discussing this for quite a bit tonight.
And let me just mention, when it comes to difficult questions, sometimes you're not going to agree. We're going to give our opinions on this show, and our opinions are very much what we like, what we've done, what we've experienced. You might disagree, and you can come to our forums
and
yell, scream, disagree. Well, keep it civil, or I'll kick your ass off the forums. But you can disagree with me as much as you like. I don't care. Here's the question. Ready? I recently discovered your site. I'm 51 years old and have been into bondage since I was about 7 or so. That's, wow, I thought I got into it young. That's impressive. I thought that's all there was, tying up someone and making love. Quite by accident, 4 years ago, I came across a flyer for a fetish flea market and then discovered the whole world of BDSM from there. I met my wife online and she's into the lifestyle as well. One of her daughters has made certain statements to the effect that make us wonder if she is not kinky as well. Either as a suggestion for a future program, or how can one approach someone they think is kinky to properly introduce them into the lifestyle, so as not, as I describe it, wandering in the wilderness, so to speak. I spent most of my life not knowing of all the incredibly diverse aspects of the lifestyle. Now I'm starved to learn and experience all I can as quick as I can. If her daughter's actually kinky, I don't want her to stumble around as I did. What can you suggest as a solution to this problem? Thanks, Michael. Michael, you've given us... Wow, there's a big topic. Because awkward!
Yeah, just a little bit.
Michael, it's... I don't think it would be... Depending on her age. If she's 14, 15, 16, I got no idea. Because just the sex talk is going to be awkward as hell. If she's 17, 18, 19, now I don't think it'll be any less awkward or more awkward than talking vanilla sex with your mom and dad, or stepdad, or what have you, or mom's boyfriend. I think that's always going to be awkward, but unfortunately, you're doing the right thing by providing her some information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you want to keep it new. Not, you don't want to say, hey, what do you like? You know,
how creepy is that when mom's boyfriend
creepy.
Is like,
you don't want to get creepy with her, but if you suppose.
So, tell your Michael, what do you like there? No. Yeah.
But there are, you know, resources that you can send her to, and one of those is a website called scarletteen.com. It's all about teens and sexuality, and there's a entry on there that's about teens and, you know, getting into kinky sex and basically saying, you're not abnormal.
Yeah, there's a letter that says, I'm 15 and I have a wonderful boyfriend. Thing is, he has some crazy fetishes. And so this 15-year-old girl has written into scarletteen.com asking about kinky in general. And on the following couple pages, and if you go to our show notes, I'll link to this, they have a basic kinktionary where they define kinky, they define fetish, they define BDSM, role play, and consent. Then it asks questions like, what makes people do this stuff? Why do people like it? And it's actually a really good resource. It's written, it's age appropriate, but it's also strikingly honest. So, Michael, I would definitely, it's going to be tough. I say take the plunge. Print the information out, give it to her.
And also, if her daughter is over 18, there's a group called the Next Generation. It's for 18 to 35-year-olds, and it's specifically geared for education and introducing young adults into kink and BDSM. And typically, they have munches where it's just innocent, harmless meetings where they're meeting over coffee. And they're all over the country. You just do a search for TNG in your location, in your state, and that could be another resource as well.
And I kind of want to turn this, because now that we've talked about how do you introduce, in this case, a daughter, but I guess you could take the same idea in if you had a friend you thought was kinky, and kind of, it's a little less awkward to go to your buddy, hey, you too? Come here, let me show you some, you know, give them a copy of this. Say, here. You know, we certainly get into some basic stuff from show to show. Now, one thing that we started discussing when we talked about this was, what if you're the daughter? How do you come out to your family or friends? How do you tell your friends you're kinky? And one thing I asked you was, well, why would you tell your friends or family you're kinky?
Well, there might be a situation where they've found a ball gag or maybe, you know, a fetish magazine and they're like, hey, you know, what's going on with this? For example, my mother found one of my ball gags, which is why I use that example. And she was like, hey,
wait, how old were you?
We were living together. I was 19.
Oh, okay. So at least you were of age. Okay.
Right. I was of age. And she's like, hey, what's going on? And, you know,
did your mom know what a ball gag was?
Yeah, she knew.
Ah, hip mom.
You know, my mom was a hippie. You know, she's very aware.
Okay, so go ahead.
But she, you know, she's like, hey, what's going on with this? Or you know, hey, she was just curious. And I, of course, didn't explain to her everything that I enjoyed. But I was just like, well, you know, I enjoy, you know, having a little extra fun in the bedroom.
Yeah, and I want to keep it a little broader than the average bear.
Right. You just want to keep it very basic and very simple. You don't want to, you know, tell them, hey, I like to be gangbanged by five guys at once while I'm tied up with fish in my mouth.
The absolute last thing a mother or father ever wants to hear coming out of their daughter's mouth is the words gang followed by bang.
So just, you want to keep it simple, you know, not too detailed, and let them ask questions, and just how much you want to divulge to them is really up to the individual, but just keep it simple is basically my point.
G'day Gypsy and Professor Tom, I'm Lynn from Lynn's Sci-Fi News, and when my lightsaber doesn't work, I listen to Kinky Sex Radio.
We share our opinions a lot on this show, and last week we talked about putting your toys in the dishwasher to clean them. Well, we had a CPR instructor call in, and he had this to say.
Hey, Tom and Gypsy. This is DolphinGuy_2000@yahoo.com. Been listening to your podcast for the last probably month. Listen to them all. I just listened to the last one about cleaning toys. And I'm a CPR instructor as well, and the dishwasher method is certainly safe. We put all our rubber mask faces for the mannequins in there. You just got to make sure that you have a dishwasher detergent with bleach in it so that it kills everything. So, and of course, the temperature is something, but most dishwashers are well over what you need to disinfect. So just what I thought I'd call and let you know. Have a great day. Bye.
So, haha, we are right sometimes.
The box.
Actually, my...
Stick it in a box.
The one that I don't like is Gash.
Oh, God, I can see why. This month, our contest is a giveaway. The Bondage of Destiny. Feels like we've been doing that for a while. There are five Wednesdays in March.
It's just a long month.
That's what I figured out. I'm like, wait, have we been giving this book away for a year? It's a good book. It's a big book. It's a lot of book. It's a purple book. And it's got bondage in it. Maybe how could you not want this book?
Maybe we should have given away a chapter per week since it's so big.
Maybe what we'll do next time is get anybody who wants to give away a book to send us a dozen. We'll give away two every week. That would be awesome. I want to mention, if you want to win the book, and you should, it's free. You know, like it, don't, give it away as a Christmas gift. It's yours. Here's what you do. We need you to answer two questions in an email. So in an email to kinky@kinkysexradio.com, you answer, one, how do you get this show? You get it through iTunes, through Odeo, through iPod or X, Lemon. There are a million clients out there. Maybe you're using Firefox, blah, blah, blah. How do you get the show? Question number two, what are you doing while listening to the show? Are you working out? Are you driving to work? Are you in a diaper masturbating? We've gotten a lot of answers. What do you... Don't get creative. Like, I honestly want to know what you do. It's not... It's user demographics, but they're virtually useless. It's just for us to know.
Right. We're just curious.
Fun. Well, we want to do a contest, you know, so we thought we'll have them send an email. As long as you're sending an email, answer those two questions. How do you get it? What do you do with it? Put that in an email, and then we're just going to randomly draw. We've got, about, I guess, about 50, 60 people. There'll probably be about 100 in total. So the odds are pretty, that's better than the lotto will ever be. About 1 in 100 chance of winning the book. And I want to mention that next month's giveaway are going to be DVD games about sex from greatsexgames.com. If you go to our forums, you can see what I'm talking about, April's giveaway. Right there in the forums, because I'm really excited about
it. It looks like a pretty fun game, too. We should play it.
We should. It's really cool. The guys also have, they're the guys from Sex is Fun Podcast, same company that's doing the Great Games giveaway. That's why I met them, was on Podcast Alley, and I was like, oh, well, you're a sex show, I'm a sex show. Let's, you know, why don't we give away some of your stuff? We'll promote. So if you want to check it out, go to the forums. We'll link to them there. Send us an email. We'll win a book. We're never going to get done now. You got the giggles.
Well, you say jiggly boot.
You may have noticed that this week's episode's a little shorter than your average Kinky Sex Radio. We usually aim for right around a half hour. However, this week, Gypsy and I have started a new feature, which is sort of me doing a one-on-one interview sort of style. So it's going to be a little different. So you're going to find it as a bonus wherever you got this particular podcast from. You can go to the website or just look in iTunes. You'll see a bonus. I'm calling it right now Professor Tom Presents, though that name might change by the time the next one of these comes out. As always, we want to thank you for downloading this podcast. I want to ask you, don't start laughing, I'll start laughing. Then we'll just end up giggling instead of doing the outro. We want to ask you guys to go to podriot.com and please vote for our network. We got the number 29 out of 11,000 podcasts, and we think starting in April that we'll have a chance to go into the top 10, which is a huge deal for us, especially as a new network. If you haven't visited Pod Riot, please go to podriot.com. And until next week, I'm Professor Tom.
And this is Miss Gypsy. Stay kinky.